Tanya for the 20th of Kislev is in the Hagdamas HaMelakit, the compiler's foreword. As mentioned earlier, the Alter Rebbe refers to himself as a compiler rather than an author. V'hi igeres hashlucha l'klolos anshei yishleimenu yivorchem tzureinu v'yishmerim. This is a letter being sent to all of Anash. May God strengthen them and guard them. Aleichem ishim ekra. To you men do I address myself. Shimu elai leitfei tzedek mevakshi Hashem. Hear me, those who pursue righteousness, who seek godliness. V'yishma aleichem elikim, and God will listen to you. L'migodil v'at koten. From great to small. Kol anash d'medineseinu usmucheslo. All the anash of our land and nearby countries. Ish al-mekei meyove l'sholim. May each one come to his place in peace. V'chayim ad ha'olam netzach selo vod. And may they achieve eternal life. Amen. Ken yihirotzin. May it be God's will. Hine muda zeis. It is known ki margala bepume de inshe b'chol anash leimet, that people are saying ki eina demesh mias divrei musar l'ri'iyo u'kriya b'svarim, that hearing advice and guidance from a teacher is much greater than seeing it or reading it in a book. Because each reader will read the book according to his way and according to his knowledge. And according to his grasp and to his understanding at the moment when he is reading it, at that particular time. And if he is confused in his mind, and he is going about in darkness concerning the service of God, he's confused in that area, then it would be very difficult for him to see the advice or the light that is contained or hidden in the books. So the Hasidim were complaining that these writings, these Kontreisim, and eventually the Tanya, which the Alter Rebbe was giving instead of Yechidus, instead of a private audience, Hasidim were complaining that it's not the same. Reading it in a book is not as good as hearing it personally. Afki miteich ha'eid, mosek ha'eid le'inayim umerape le'nefesh. Even though the light that is contained there is pleasant for the eye and it is a healing for the soul, but the person, the reader, might not be able to find what he needs in the writings. And besides this, those books of piety that are based on human intelligence, the author of such a book couldn't possibly address himself to all people equally, because not all minds are alike. So the first problem was a problem on the reader's part, that he may not be able to find what he needs in the writings. And the second problem in writing, in a written work, is that the author couldn't possibly address all people. Vein seichel adam ze mispol u'miseder, mimash mispol u'miseder seichel chavere. One person's mind may not be affected, and he may not be inspired by the same things that inspire and affect the other person. U'kamei she'omer rizal. And as the sages say, concerning Birchas Chacham HaRozim, Al Shishim Ribim Yisrael, there's a bracha that is made when you see 600,000 Jews. You have to make a bracha Chacham HaRozim. Baruch Atah Hashem Chacham HaRozim. Also, if you see an individual who can address himself to 600,000 Jews, in other words, to all Jews, you have to make the bracha over that individual. What is the purpose of this great blessing? Because we are so overwhelmed by the variety of minds. When you have 600,000 Jews, you have 600,000 different mindsets. And for that, you make the bracha. The individual who can relate to all 600,000, is also a divine gift over which we make a bracha. Ukamesh Kosov Harambanzo. And as the Ramban writes in his explanation concerning Yeshua, where it says, Isha Sheruach Bei, a man in whom there is a spirit. And what was the spirit? What was this gift? That he was able to apply himself to the mood or to the nature of each individual. So that would take a great individual to be able to address himself to 600,000 different people. But even in those works of Musa that are not based on human intelligence, but are based on holiness, on inspired writings, Medrash Chazal Asheruach Hashem Diber Bom Umilosi Alishenam. For example, in the Medrash written by our sages, where the word of God spoke in them, and his words were on their tongue, and Tate and God are all one, and every Jewish soul, both the general souls and the individual souls, until the spark of the soul of the lowest of the low of our people, kulhu miskashron beiraisa, veiraisa hi am mikasheres eisam laKadosh Baruch Hu. They are all bound to Teira, connected to Teira, and through Teira they are connected to God. Kneida bezeir haKadosh, as is known from the Zeir, harei ze derech klolus leklolus Yisrael. This is a general way for all of the people. In other words, it's true generally of the people, but it is not a specific advice to the individuals. V'af shenitna ha-teira lidarish b'chlal u'prat u'prati pratis. And although the Teira can be interpreted, in every word in Teira can be interpreted both on a general level and more specific, down to details, l'chol nefesh pratis mi'yisroh ha-mushreshes ba, to every soul, every individual soul of every Jew that is rooted in the Teira. So that's true of Teira. But Harei Ein Kol Adam Zeicha Liyes Makir Mekeme HaPrati Shebeteira. Not every person is privileged to know his place in Teira. V'hinei Av B'Halochis Isse V'Heter HaNigles Lanu V'Neinu. We find even in the laws of Isse V'Heter, of things that are permissible or prohibited, and this is the revealed part of Teira, not the esoteric part. Yet Matzanu Ra'inu, we find and we see machlekes tadnoyim v'amireim in akotel akotel mamish. We see disagreements between the sages of the Mishnah of the Gemara, where they disagree from one extreme to another. Their opinions are from one extreme to another. Ve'elu ve'elu divelikim chayim, and these both opinions are the words of the living God. Elikim Chayim, Loshen Rabin. It is a plural form, because Al Shem Moker Achayim L'Nisham Misisro, because the source of life that comes to each soul, to every Jew, is rooted in Elikim, and from there it breaks down and becomes divided into the 600,000 souls. Hanechlokis Derech Klal L'Shleisha Kavin. And they are generally divided up into three pillars or three categories: the right, the left, and the middle. Shehem, Chesed, Gvura, etc. So the souls, every soul belongs to one of these three categories, either to the category of Chesed, which is the right side, or Gvura, which is the left side, or charity, or compassion, which is the middle. When Neshame, Shesharshan, and Midas Chesed, and those souls whose source is in kindness on the right side, Han Hagosam Gam Kane Lahates Kwapi Chesed Lahokil Kaneda. So their behavior, their conduct is also leans towards the right side, which is towards kindness, and therefore their tendency is to give the more lenient opinion. And the same is with the opposite. The souls that come from Gevura, their tendency is to take the more stringent opinion. So if that's true of the revealed part of Torah, the more technical part of Torah, that there can still be such differences in opinion because of the differences in the source of the neshama, so certainly, and much more so, when it comes to the esoteric parts of Torah, the inun, the chilu rechimu, which is basically the love and fear of God, the b'mecha v'liba, which is in the mind and in the heart, the cholchad v'chad, lefum shiura delay. Each person, according to his own measure, experiences in his mind and heart the love and fear of God. So this is a more esoteric subject, and certainly here, no two people are alike, and therefore the writings, even though they contain all sorts of messages for every individual, but every individual needs a specific message, and not everyone can find that particular message in the Torah or in the writings for himself. So it's each person according to his ability, according to what his estimation and according to the opening that he has in his heart to permit the love and fear of God, as the Zayar explains the verse, her husband is known in the gates. The husband is a reference to God, because God is the husband and the Jews are the bride, the wife. And the husband is known in the gates. The Zayat translates the word she'odim to mean not only gates, but also measurements. Measure. That God is known to each person determined by the measure of the individual. So to each person, God is known to his size, to his measure. And therefore the question is that Hasidim are asking, how can a written work replace yichidus, replace a private audience and a personal conversation with the Rebbe, when first of all, the reader might be confused and not see what is contained in the writings? And second of all, the author, even if he is very wise, how can he possibly be addressing all the people, all the Jews of the world? And even if it's an inspired writing, and therefore it does pertain to every Jew in the world, but can every Jew necessarily find the message that relates to him or is addressed to him within the writings? In the Hayyim Yom, for the 20th of Kislev, the Rebbe writes that the first printing of the Sefer Shel Beinanim of the Tanya was completed on Tuesday. It was the 20th of Kislev, in the year 1796, in Slavita. It included part 1, which is called Sefer Shel Beinanim, part 2, which is called Chinuch Koton and Shara Yichud Ve'emuna. Igeret HaTshuva, which is the third part of the Tanya, its first edition was printed in Zolkvi in the year 1799. The second edition, first printing, was in Shklov, 1806. Igeret HaKedesh, which is the fourth part of Tanya, its first printing was in Shklov in the year 1814. And the corrected edition of all four parts was printed in Vilna. It's called the Ram edition, and it was in the year 1900 and has been reprinted many times since then.